차셔너 이것의 Avram, Chama Yibareim, Mi Yichye, Umi Yamos, Mi Yehoshea, Umi Yehoni, Mi Yishofein, Umi Yaron.
Well, as we hear Mordechai Ben David with the regular introduction to the high holiday programs, this is Charlie Bernhout welcoming you to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. This will be a rebroadcast from 26 years ago, September 23rd, 1990. At that time, I was celebrating my bar mitzvah year on the radio, having begun in 1977. And this is 2016. So guess what? Next year, be 40 years celebrating, bringing this wonderful music to you. Well, during the holidays, it's a time of reflection, to say the least. And if you'll allow me to just spend a couple of minutes reflecting about something in my past, I just want to share it with you. Okay, you've heard me talk about the congregation Tiferes Tzion on the corner of Nye Avenue and Clinton Place in Newark, New Jersey. Let's go back to 1946. I was 10 years old. Every Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, I would go with my father to the shul. I would sit by his side. And the other side of me, there was a man that I met every year, and his name was Joseph Tabachnik. And Mr. Tabachnik, Joe said to me, Charlie, when you're 13 years old, you'll come to work for me. Yes, so at the age of 13, I approached him. And that was the beginning of my long, long, wonderful friendship with Joe Tabachnik's son, Seymour Tabachnik, who had just come out of the Army at the time and was running the store on Chancellor Avenue in Newark. And I spent about 6 months packing pickles and sauerkraut and sour tomatoes. And then I started slicing lox. And I actually became one of the best lox cutters in New Jersey. Yes, every time I go to Zabar's, I have that impulse to go behind the counter and start slicing. Well, you all have heard the story perhaps in the past. I worked for Seymour throughout my high school, college, law school years. And my father had passed away when I was 19, when I was in the Army. And Seymour Tabachnik became my adopted father, brother, and my best friend. He was a wonderful, wonderful man. I sorely miss him. He died a few years back. He was about 93 years old. just a unique, wonderful, wonderful person. And I just wanted to share one salient incident that happened. I guess it was 1958. I was in college. We were all poor boys at Newark Rutgers fraternity. And come Easter vacation, everybody would go to Florida. Now, I didn't have a car at the time, and I answered an ad to drive a Cadillac convertible to Miami. I went to see Seymour Tabachnik a few days before I was supposed to leave. I told him I was driving down with some friends. They were going to go with me. Put his hand in his pocket. He gave me a couple $100s. He said, listen, I want you to fly down. Go down like a mensch. Let the guys drive down. So I called my friends, and I gave them all the information. They took the car, and as you may have, many of you may have heard the story, they were all killed in that car driving on their way to Florida. And quite frankly, it was, I guess, a watershed event in my life, because from that point on, I was just always grateful to be alive. And I think it was one of those things that carried me through my ups and my downs and my downs and my ups, that how could I feel sorry for myself when I was still alive and in good health and enjoying life. Anyway, that was the Tabachnik saga. And his son Benji, who passed away just recently, was the one who came up with the soup and the magnificent Tabachnik soups. And I know many of you have had that wonderful item. And it was just a great thing to see the success of Benji. Anyway, those are my thoughts as I'm coming up to the holidays. When I say Yiskor, I always include Seymour Tabachnik in my list of memories, among others who've influenced my life. Isn't that what it's all about? Yes. Okay, so let's go back, as I said, to 1990, and we're going to take you through the davening. I hope you enjoy this. You know, if you have any comments or requests, you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@awol.com. cbjmusic@awol.com. Okay, here we go back 26 years. So this evening we're going to present highlights from the Kol Nidre and Maariv that follows, the Yom Kippur Musaf, and also from the Yom Kippur Ne'ilah. We'll begin with Gershon Sirota with Kol Nidre. Thank you. Gershon Sirota, murdered with most of his family in the destruction of the Warsaw Ghetto. Gershon Sirota. Following the Shmona Esrei of Maariv, we begin the Slichos of Maariv with the piyut Ya'ale Tachanuneinu Me'erev. We'll hear Yossel Rosenblatt, accompanied by his son Henry.
Yeah.
Yahleh. Yesler Rosenblatt together with his son Henry. Continuing with the Slichos, we'll hear the piyut Ki Hine Kachomer. This is one of the beautiful poems sung on Yom Kippur Eve, comparing man to clay, glass, stone, and other matter which the artisan adapts to his will and purpose. Here is Leib Glantz with Ki Hine Kachomer.
I'm gonna be on the road.
Leib Glantz with Ki Hine Kachomer. Continuing in the Maariv, we come to Shema Kolenu, as sung by Mordechai Hirschman.
Be a rock me.
Mordechai Hirschman with Shema Kolenu. From the Vidui, or the confession portion of the Slichus, we will hear Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoteinu, Ona Tova Lefanecha Tefiloseinu. We sung by Pierre Pinchik.
Oh, qui sans limite rient nos cernes. Sadiki anachnu, sadikim sadikim anachnu v'loy kotamna.
Pierre Pinchik. We conclude the highlights of the Yom Kippur Maariv with Zaval Korten singing Psalm 24, L'David Mizmor L'Hashem Ha'aretz Umlo'ah. This psalm brings the blessing of prosperity because it promises God's blessing to one who serves him with sincerity. Zavol Korten. We go now to the Musaf of Yom Kippur and begin Una Sana Tokuf and its accompanying prayers, Barosh Hashanah Yikosevun and Ki Kashimcha. From the prayer, Una Sana Tokuf, we'll hear Moshe Kusevitzky with Emes Ki Atohu Dayan.
Emes ki atohu dayan. shoy for godol toka. Te kol yamo moda koy shoma.
Moshe Koussevitzky. Immediately following is Barosh Hashona Yikosevun. Let's hear Joseph Schlisky.
Yeah.
Joseph Schlisky with Barosh Hashanah. Following that is Ki Kashimcha. We'll hear Gershon Sirota with Adon Yisodo May Offer.
Yeah.
Gershon Sirota. We conclude this first hour of Chazonus with Arla Diamond singing V'chol Ma'aminim. Sorry, that was a technical problem from a recording from, how many years ago is it? 26 years ago. Okay, I'll have to, Julian, I'm going to get a better recording of Arla Diamond, and I'll play that in a few weeks. Sorry for the technical problem that we had with Arla. He's certainly a favorite of ours. Okay, here we are back in 2016, and as you have noted from the beginning, this is from a program of 26 years ago, a Yom Kippur special. And stay with us for the second hour. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com if you have any comments or requests about this. So shalom, everyone. Thank you.